Okay, thank you very much. Well, the focus of attention for a lot of people today is not the financial markets, but Hurricane Matthew, which is bearing down on the coast of Florida as a Category 4 storm now. Jim Rohmer with Best Weather is our man on top of all of the latest on the hurricane. He was the one who forecast this was coming long before anyone else. And, Jim, this is kind of a worst-case scenario for Florida because it's not coming in directly at the state, but it's going to go right up the coast.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it looks like it'll make landfall later tonight around the Palm Beach area, skirt northward along the South Carolina-Georgia coast. But this could have a very strange kind of movement afterwards, kind of a loop-to-loop, we call it. It could do a 360-degree turn like some hurricanes have done 50 years ago, come back out in the Atlantic Ocean and curve back across South Florida, actually, next Tuesday as a weaker tropical depression or a storm. As far as the markets go, though, you know, it's not going to have a big impact on a lot of commodities right now. Lumber that was wiped out from many homes all across the state from Hurricane Andrew soared back in 1992, but with interest rates possibly going up and only the coastal areas having the worst of this hurricane, we're not seeing lumber prices react really that much. And orange juice, too, has already really rallied a lot the last few months on citrus greening. I don't think we're going to have a major impact of the orange crop any worse than it's already been at these high price levels. But certainly folks along the Georgia, South Carolina, Florida coastline in for one of the worst storms in 15 to 20 years, and I don't see anything else as far as any major other hurricanes for the month of October, at least right now.
Although there is a humorous meme going around the internet now about Tinder dating for hurricanes, because there's another big storm out in the Atlantic Ocean, Nicole, and that's the one. That's the reason, right? That we're not going to see this storm come up the East Coast necessarily. It's going to make that circle.
You know, you're becoming an amazing meteorologist. I have to go to Davos and I have to go to Jackson Hole and do some, you know, world financial reporting like you have. Take more of your job. No, you're absolutely right, Mike. That is actually probably going to prevent this system, along with an eastern ridge, from coming up the coast, affecting the New York City tri-state area. That's unlikely now because of what you just said. And certainly, you know, obviously folks along the Jersey coast, et cetera, are breathing a big sigh of relief here because we don't want to see another Sandy. And a few days ago, some of the models had it coming up to New York next week or late this weekend. Thank goodness it's not going to happen now.
Is it going to actually make landfall in the Carolinas or in the Georgia coast?
You know, this is, again, one of these really unusual storms, which, you know, I kind of suggested, as you know, last week this would be a major hurricane and maybe go toward Florida, the southeast. Well, models weren't showing that. So the models have not been great beyond 2 or 3 days. If you look at most of them, it appears like it's going to stay right along the coast, not go very far inland. If that does, it will maintain its intensity and affect millions of people, you know, all the way across Savannah, Georgia, and maybe just to the east of Raleigh, Durham, you know, along the Outer Banks. So I think the odds are, yes, it's going to stay along the coast and maintain at least a Category 1 or Category 2 characteristics. If it goes inland, of course, that would weaken. That's not going to happen. You know, flash flooding, high surf, that's the key. And then this thing may do a complete 360-degree turn and come back south. How often does that happen? Not very often. And maybe bring more rains and tropical depression force winds next week to Florida again.
Well, the question then becomes, what happens to it after it comes back around? If it's on a track to go across Florida, could it go back into the Gulf and reform? That would be what would worry the oil markets.
You know, something, I don't think that's going to happen right now, but, boy, you can never say never with weather. You know, regarding the energy markets right now, of course, crude has been in a rally because of a talk of lower OPEC production and cuts, and natural gas has been going up because of one of the hottest summers on record that we predicted last May. But typically with these things, as you get into October and November, I see a warm weather pattern for the United States. Natural gas prices will probably top out here pretty soon because of no hurricanes in the Gulf and the warm weather, which created weak injections of EIA numbers and supplies this summer for natural gas. The warm weather in the fall typically is actually a bearish influence in prices as we go into the early winter.
Before I let you go, as long as you mentioned it, I got a minute left here. Warm weather, you say, coming up in November, et cetera. Kind of the question is, whatever happened to the La Nina thing we were supposed to get that would have given us lots of snow or cold weather on the East Coast?
Well, you know, some people don't believe in climate change and global warming. I certainly do. The oceans are the warmest they've been in history, and I think the warming oceans have delayed the onset of La Nina. However, there still are certain parts of the world that are acting like a weak La Nina right now, particularly West Africa. The drought's breaking, great cocoa crops coming up the next 6 to 12 months after a bullish attitude in cocoa 6 months to a year and a half ago in El Nino. I'm pretty bearish right now with world production increasing well above trend line over the next 6 months to a year. You know, and if we have a La Nina, which I don't think we're going to have anything more than a very weak one, it would tend to produce a cold winter in the United States. That's still a possibility, not through November, however, but I'm sure we're going to have a winter colder than a year ago. Oh, my God, how much warmer can it get? So there will be some fireworks this winter, certainly in some of the energy markets, but not probably for a couple months. Weather is not going to have a real bullish impact. I expect a warm fall for the U.S. Natural gas regions.
All right, Jim Romer from Best Weather. We'll have to have you back soon to talk about what the ski season is going to be like. Of course, I joke, but that was a big issue last year on the East Coast. There was no snow, and a lot of communities suffered that depend on ski tourism. We'll keep an eye on Hurricane Matthew, as Jim says, later today, maybe early this evening. It should begin to hit the Florida coast, but it'll slide up the coast. So a very long period of impact on the United States. This is Bloomberg. The Bloomberg